The moon moves in the Aries today, and the atmosphere shifts completely. Gone is the softness of Pisces. Aries is fire. Aries is initiation. The moon here does not wait for the right moment. She is the moment. Emotions build fast and want expression, not analysis. The urge to act before you think is not a flaw in the energy. That is the energy. The question is whether you direct it or let it direct you. Inactivity is the enemy here. If this momentum has nowhere to go, it becomes restlessness. The short fuse looking for something to ignite. Move, walk, work out. A project you have been avoiding. When you choose where this energy goes, it becomes courage and clarity. But when it chooses you, it becomes conflict. The first thing the moon does in Aries is meet Neptune. Neptune has camped out in Aries for 7 years. The dream inside the warrior sign. Moon conjunct Neptune softens the edge of all that fire. Art, beauty, music, nature, spiritual resonance. The subtle things that usually get crowded out find their way through under this conjunction. Intuition is heightened. Something may arrive in a dream or in the quiet between thoughts that is worth paying attention to. But if you push against the softness, demanding answers, it is not ready to give, you will feel the confusion rather than the gift. Follow the intuition rather than the agenda. What are you being asked to imagine that fear has told you is not practical? And then the moon sextiles Pluto. The softness does not last. By the time the sextile arrives, the emotional body is ready to tell the truth. Pluto rules what is buried. The feelings living underneath the surface that did not have permission to exist yet. A sextile is flowing, which means the truth surfaces without forcing. It rises because it's ready. This can look like a conversation that goes deeper than expected. An emotion that arrives with unusual clarity. A realization about something you have been circling. The force of what surfaces depends on what has been accumulating. Pluto does not manufacture intensity. It reveals what's already there. What have you been feeling that you have not yet allowed yourself to say out loud? The moon closes the day with a conjunction to Saturn. Saturn is in Aries. Discipline inside the fire. The demand that initiation be backed by endurance. The day began with a dream and ends with requirement. The Neptune conjunction opened something. The Pluto sextile surfaced something. Saturn closes the day asking, now what are you gonna do with it? This is constructive, not harsh. Endurance, commitment, a new habit. A ritual backed by real intention rather than just inspiration. And it lands the night before Mercury reaches Kazemi on May 14th. Intelligence closing toward full illumination. What you commit to tonight is what tomorrow's clarity will confirm. Dream it in the morning. Speak the truth in the afternoon. Commit to it before you sleep. That is Wednesday. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Like, share, subscribe. Share with a friend, family member, coworker. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com and book it. There's even a link below. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation for these offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, There's even a link below. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.